Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Something we can do every day to relax and stay warm is drink tea. And it's hot tea month in January. And who better to join us than Cindy Bigelow from Bigelow Tea. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, hello. How are you guys? And thanks for having me on for a hot tea month.
Oh, well, we couldn't think of anyone better than you. So we are very excited to have you on. All right. So let's talk about hot tea month. What are you guys doing to celebrate?
Oh, we do all kinds of things. We have a lot of fun actually inside the company where we, you know, play certain games and you can win kind of awards and we send out trivia questions about tea. That's good. We do the same thing on our website and then we just sort of celebrate with fun and giveaways and information about that wonderful beverage tea.
All right, well, so many of us are not only cold, but stressed out. So what types of teas do you recommend to help us calm down and get in the zone of feeling good?
Well, you know, there's actually something in tea that really does calm you down. And that's why people always write us and say, oh, gosh, it's so relaxing tea. And then you'll have other people say, how can I relax when it has caffeine, but yet I feel relaxed? And that is something called theanine or L-theanine. It's referred to both ways. And it's the highest in tea than any other products. And it truly does relax you. It sort of, it does a couple things. First of all, it stimulates the immune system, which is very good. But it binds with the caffeine, which is why the tea experience is so different than the coffee experience in terms of the lift and the decline of the caffeine. But it also relaxes the body and stimulates the mind. So it actually is almost like yoga. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Mm. That's why L-theanine. That's why tea relaxes you.
Very interesting. Well, you know what, Cindy, I'm a huge tea lover. This is Andrea speaking, and I literally have tea every single day, many times a day. I love it. I always use your mug. I love it too. And basically, what I want to know is, and you're talking about the L-theanine, which I find very interesting. Is it for caffeinated and decaffeinated? Because you mentioned a little bit about the caffeine. And is it in all types of tea? Just maybe if you can expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, theanine is actually only in the tea bush, the Camellia sinensis bush. So that means you'd need to be drinking green tea, black tea, or oolong tea to get theanine or L-theanine. Herbal teas are also very good for you. They are relaxing. For example, chamomile. But when we're talking about theanine, we're talking about the tea bush, Camellia sinensis, green, black, and oolong. And that is what has that actual relaxing property in it. So, yeah, that's why people, you can have, theanine is also in decaffeinated teas. And I actually, believe it or not, I've never studied the difference if they decaffeinate it, if it actually reduces the theanine. That's a good question that I should get the answer for. But I do know that theanine is in the tea bush, so green, black, or oolong all have it in it. So that's why you can have herbals if you like to relax that way, or you can have black and green tea to relax that way.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I always stayed away from caffeine. Just I get jittery pretty quickly, and so I didn't know that. So here I've been like, oh my gosh, I would do anything for like a chai type of tea, but it always has black tea. I shouldn't have that, but I'm going to try now. I'm really excited.
Well, actually, first of all, if you're sensitive to caffeine, you know, chai is going to have the caffeine in it, but it does metabolize very differently than coffee. Coffee, because it doesn't have the theanine, has this huge hit up and then a pretty aggressive drop. That's why tea does not. So if you look at the chart and how the caffeine affects you, so if you have a chai, you are going to feel the caffeine. It's going to go for quite some time. It's going to be a gentle decline. I would recommend if you're very sensitive to caffeine, though, you don't have a cup of tea on an empty stomach. You know, you do have, you know, whether it's a piece of toast or something with it as well, if you're going to be embarking on caffeine for the first time.
suggestion.
I so agree with you, Cindy. I mean, I know in my past where I have had, let's say, a green tea on an empty stomach, I've gotten nauseous after. So I think that's a really good point.
Some people are much more sensitive. It's not necessarily the caffeine. It is the tannins in tea that make it sensitive. Many, many people can have a cup of tea on an empty stomach and not feel anything. I personally like my tea with food as well. I think it just, I just handle it better. But it's so funny, though, but I can have tea in the afternoon after I've had lunch hours earlier, and I guess because there is something in my stomach, I have no problem with tea in the afternoon by itself, no problem with tea at night by itself. But in the morning, when it's completely on an empty stomach, I like to have food with my tea.
Just to explain quickly what a tannin is, because I know, you know, I've heard of it, but just explain for those who are listening, what does that mean?
Well, tannins are naturally occurring in teas. They are what give it its color, but it's just a natural component of tea. It's what also is very much part of that taste profile. You don't want you want a high quality tea that doesn't have so much tannin in it that it actually is too astringent for you. But it's part of the color, and it's also part of the taste profile.
For people who are new to tea drinking, Cindy, what are some that you would recommend that might be more on the mild side, flavor-wise?
Well, if it really depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a mild cup of tea, there's several ways to do that. First of all, like if you have a black tea, like our chai, I think if you put milk and you put a little sweetener, which is how I like my black teas. So if I have a chai or a plantation mint and I put milk and a little sugar, I think that also really changes the experience to be a lot more low-key than just a straight cup of chai by itself. Or you do some of our herbals. We came out with a new vanilla chamomile herbal tea with some honey. Honey is in actually the product naturally. It is so delicious. So there's so many ways. Like at Bigelow, we have 120 different types of teas. So there's a tea for everything. There's beautiful herbals. I like to make sure our herbals are very flavorful, which they are. Like if you even drink a plain cup of our chamomile, it's sweet. You can taste really the entire flower. We work very hard on the sourcing of that chamomile. So, you know, you still want to be full-bodied, even if it's an herbal. But they do give you different experiences. That's why I like to start with black tea and finish off my day with an herbal tea.
Yeah, and I love that you say that, and that really shows the quality of a tea too, right? So when you can drink an herbal tea and you don't have to add anything, any sweetener to
absolutely
it, you
not.
Can just enjoy right. it. And that speaks to the Bigelow quality that you can really taste it. So I love that you said that and you brought it up. We only have about maybe a minute and a half left, if that, and I want to just talk quickly about sourcing. You know, when it comes to Bigelow and the quality of your tea, how do you know, or to talk about the importance of sourcing the tea bags, or the actual tea,
I think sourcing is essential, and I know since we only have a minute, but it's so important. I go out to visit actually many of the locations in which we get our tea. I just got back from Sri Lanka, where we get all our beautiful black teas from the top of the mountain. Got back from Italy, where we buy the beautiful full oil of bergamot, very expensive, but we still are one of the few companies that do that. We're going out to the lemon groves in California next month. We just came back from Oregon, where we get beautiful, beautiful mint. So it's very important to know your sources. We mostly buy everything from family farms, 2, 3, 4 generations. So we've worked together 20, 30, 40 years to make sure our ingredients are completely top-notch. We're never going to compromise on that.
And when you mean by top-notch really quickly, you mean in terms of the quality, how they're growing it, the love. I mean, I know this sounds
hokey,
but the love, right?
They're not every ingredient, tea, mint, lemon is created equal. Even, as I said, chamomile. You can get chamomile all around the world. Some of them are pale without flavor. We make sure ours is robust and sweet and full-bodied. The sourcing is everything. It really is.
I love that, and I will drink to that. Thank you, Cindy, for being on our show today. If you want to learn more about Cindy and Bigelow Tea, you can visit their website at bigelowtea.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Bigelow Tea. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay warm, enjoy a cup of tea, and stay well.